to the budget, and the Treasurer has foreshadowed some hefty spending cuts tonight in the government's drive to return the budget to surplus within a decade. The introduction of a Medicare co-payment and changes to family benefits are expected to hit low to middle income earners, and frontline welfare groups say they expect that will increase demand for their services, which are already at breaking point. Lynn Hatfield-Dodds is the National Director of Uniting Care Australia, one of the biggest providers of social services in this country. She spoke to our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Lynn Hatfield-Dodds, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you.
You have said that budgets reflect a nation's priorities. After tonight, what will this budget say about the type of country Australia is?
Well, I think it depends what we see in the budget this afternoon, this evening, but certainly it's going to give us a big steer about how the Australian government's thinking about the nation. I hope that it'll be a budget that's framed around people, that's framed around quality of life for everybody, and that's framed about a really strong future for our country.
It looks like the budget will affect people on low to middle income earners. Uniting Care is one of the biggest providers of social services in this country. What could that mean for the work that you do? How much more demand do you think there could be for the type of help you provide?
Well, if it is the case that we see tonight a suite of measures or even some measures that disproportionately or negatively impact people who are the most disadvantaged, we'll see that almost straight away through our doors. Uniting Care and other services like ours that deliver emergency relief, financial counselling, family crisis services will have a wave of people through our doors. One of the things we're concerned about is to ensure that financial counselling continues to be funding. The previous Australian government kicked up funding to that during the global financial crisis, and there was so much unmet need that global financial crisis given funding has been such a welcome boost across the Australian community that we're hoping we'll see that continue this year's budget.
But so you haven't had any guarantee that funding will be ongoing?
No, we haven't. And to be fair, when the funding was originally allocated to financial counselling, it was allocated for a period of years, and that's coming to an end now. But because of the unmet need, because we don't want Australians to fall further behind, that's the kind of investment that it's sensible to make if we're serious about productivity and infrastructure in Australia.
And how much unmet need would there already be in the community even before the budget measures that we'll know for sure are in or out later today?
Still quite a lot across the country for our emergency relief services, which are probably the most dire services. People walk into emergency relief when they can't pay their electricity or their gas, when they can't put fuel in their car, when they can't put food on their table. Over the past decade, demand for emergency relief services has steadily grown, some years more than others, but there hasn't been a year or a part of a year where we've been collecting the data where the need hasn't grown. So the unmet need out there is significant.
The Treasurer says this will be a contribute and build budget. Everyone will be asked to bear some of the pain to build a stronger and more prosperous Australia. Is that message getting through to the people who approach Uniting Care for help, or does it sound like empty rhetoric to most people?
Look, I actually haven't had a conversation with people who use our services about the budget, but my experience over more than a decade is people who are struggling to pay basic utility bills and to get enough food to feed their family are probably not terribly focused on the federal budget. It's just another thing governments are doing, and their lived experience is too often they're not really positive things for them. I think, though, you know, this budget, it's the first budget of a new government. The Prime Minister and the Treasurer have been very clear that this will be a framing budget, that they're going to put their stamp on the country. They want it to be an infrastructure budget, an investment budget. So I guess, you know, in Uniting Care, we're hopeful that, in fact, it will be a budget that puts people at the centre, because we know, and economists keep telling us, if we're serious about productivity in Australia, the biggest infrastructure investment we can make is in people.
But it will also be a budget with a focus on user pay. So after tonight, do you think we might just see a fundamental shift in the role of government in this country, or at least people's expectations of what a government can do for them?
If all the leaks we've been hearing are true, I think that's certainly the case. I think the Commission of Audit flagged that. The kind of things we've been hearing politicians say over the last days and weeks certainly looks like we're seeing a recast of the role of government, a recast of the role of charities, and a recast of the role of citizens themselves. So I think, you know, in that way, I think I'm expecting tonight to be a reframing budget. The question is it going to be a budget that carries all Australians with it, or will it be a budget where some Australians might be left behind?
But is there anything inherently wrong in asking people to pay for services that they currently get for free and maybe therefore take for granted? Have we had it too good for too long in this country?
There's nothing inherently wrong in asking people to pay when they can afford to pay. There's nothing wrong with that at all. One of the strengths of Australia's welfare and health and education systems, however, have been the universal approach we've had, where everybody can equally access good quality health, education and social services. So you wouldn't want to sacrifice that. In countries that do, you see this growing huge divide between the haves and the have-nots. And that's not just bad for people who get left behind. An entire country's GDP, prosperity, productivity and well-being decline as the gap grows between the have and the have-nots.
You are of the view that good social policy is good economic policy. What do you mean by that?
Look, it goes to the comment I just made. If Australia has made almost all the productivity gains it can through primary production. The next wave of productivity in Australia, and politicians have been foreshadowing this and economists have for a decade, will be through skills and education. So what we need to do is start investing in people. And that's going to be critically important. So this kind of the sort of budget that I'm expecting to see tonight, that will be a reframing budget around the role of government. I'm really hoping we see an Australian government that is prepared to invest in the best resource and the most potentially productive bit of infrastructure we've got, which are people. If we don't do that investment, that effective investment, then we are going to start seeing the impacts on the whole economy, not just for people who are disadvantaged.
I think the government's first priority, as it keeps telling us, is repairing the budget. And Joe Hockey has said that spending cuts will do the heavy lifting. In this particular budget, there will be some revenue measures, the deficit tax, also higher petrol taxes, but you would like to see more emphasis on the revenue side of the budget. Where else should the government be looking?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't make sense if we're saying we've all got to do a lot of heavy lifting to not heavy lift on the revenue side in the same way we're heavy lifting on the expenditure side. So Uniting Care would like to see the government looking tonight at two things. One are tax expenditures, the concessions and benefits that flow.
To business in particular?
To business in particular. We could have a more progressive income tax system. We could raise income taxes, and certainly the government are going to put that income tax, it seems, tonight on high income earners. That's terrific. But we could be looking at things like the $4.5 billion a year that goes to the mining industry, the $9 billion a year in superannuation concessions that go to Australia's most wealthy superannuants. There's a range of concessions and benefits like that that we could recast. That would be really important. And we could also look at company tax. There's a range of revenue measures that we could look at. So we'd like to see the government considering those as well, so that, in fact, if we are all doing some lifting, that the lifting is not just for citizens and communities, but for business as well.
Lynn Hatfield-Dodds, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
And Lynn Hatfield-Dodds is the National Director of Uniting Care Australia, and she was speaking to Alison Carabine in Canberra.